All right. Yes, we are back from the top of the hour break. This is the Red Pill Hardcore second hour. And still sponsored by TLBTalk.com. If you guys aren't on our free speech social network, then you need to get on it. We're going to have new features, and everybody is going to absolutely love it. So, we have caller on. Ron, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Well, okay, so I want to say, and something, I had to. I just, you know, I had Vinny Eastwood on the show for my birthday, as I usually do. And, of course, he's talking about the Christchurch Muslim shooting. And I had to see the video for myself, finally. I torrented it, and I watched the actual massacre in itself. And the thing is, I had mixed emotions about it, because one, you have lots of innocent people being murdered, being injured. And on the other side of it, you have someone who feels as though he's been, I don't know, victimized, disenfranchised, in some way. And I know that level of anger, too. I know that level of anger. However, the difference between me and that guy is I'm not going to take it out on innocent people. This guy, for example, the shooter, he's upset about, white people are, you know, they're being phased out and we're losing our supremacy, basically. That's what he's angry about. Losing his white supremacy over there in New Zealand. So the thing is, with me, is that if those Arab, those Muslim people, they were born just like the other guy, born just like you and me. Nobody's asked to be here. Nobody, you know, from the ether said, I want to be born, and is placed in a situation. I'm thinking to myself, if this guy's really angry, and if he's really that upset that he wants to take someone's life, shouldn't he take it out on the people who make the policies that allowed them to be there? I mean, it's insane to me. Those people were just living.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll just say this, is that person, okay, so let's start at the beginning, shall we? So that, here's the thing, is that we can't choose what color, what religion, or what country or anything. We don't choose what we're born into. Therefore, we should, I think, was it Martin Luther King or something? We need to look at the character, not the color, right? Because everybody is trying to wade through this thing called life the best that they can. And therefore, we need to look at the person as an individual, not a collective. You know what I mean? Are you there?
I do know what you mean, but the thing is, and this is the case with most of these shooters and these extremists, these radicals, it's, you know, they're always rallying, the white race, and you know, we should be superior. We should be at the top class. We're losing our superiority because of this minority and this and that. But the thing is, it's like, whenever you actually look at the individuals that do these crimes, they are not so high up on the totem pole when it comes to their own race. You know, dead-end job, no money. You know, they're usually lower end of the totem pole. And the thing that I think that ticks them off, they'll see somebody of the same age or whatever with way more success that happens to be another race. So they have to blame their failings on, oh, well, those people are taking my opportunities. No, those people were there or not, you're still a loser.
Well, I will say this, V, and I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, I'll be general. I don't want to be specific because I don't want to give my profession away, but I do know I have a database of people, and I'm not saying I don't know these people from anybody. Hopefully everybody that's getting hired for a job is mm-hmm. getting hired because of their qualifications. And I think you would agree, not because of their color. Or I hope that people aren't looking at color and just putting somebody in a position. You know what I mean?
Well, I
hope
mean,
that they're looking at the
happening.
Qualifications, not just because they're trying to fill a quota. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think you would agree.
That,
I mean, if I had a company,
happening.
What?
Well, I mean, that's actually happening. It's actually, there have been investigations out there for people, for example, who found an application for a job or for an apartment.
Yeah.
The white-sounding names are put on the top of the stack, and those people are given a chance first before anyone with any ethnic-sounding names.
I don't think so. I'll tell you what. B, I'm going to say something right now. I'm not going to tell you what industry, but I'm a recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a recruiter. And I don't see that at all. I don't see that at all. Now, I'm going to preface it by saying that I'm updating my database right now, and I don't know these people. I haven't reached out to them. That's why I preface it by saying that I hope that people are getting hired because they're qualified, not because of their color or their religion or anything else, just because they're qualified.
Well, you know, I mean, as a recruiter, that's a different thing than you actively want people versus situations where it's selective about letting people in. Yeah.
Now, when I reach out to somebody in the field that I work in because I'm a recruiter,
mm-hmm.
I don't look at color. And I hope the company I'm recruiting for doesn't look at color. I look at qualifications. Are they qualified for the job? Doesn't matter mm-hmm. what color they are. And I have so much fun talking to these people of all races, all colors, all. And I'm going to say this because of their name. I'm guessing all religions. But I don't discriminate. When I call somebody for a position in the industry I work for, I'm trying to improve their situation. So if mm-hmm. I have a job that I don't know what they make when I call them monetarily. So I call them and I tell them what the job is, and it doesn't matter what color they are or anything. And a lot of times they'll say, well, I don't want to make a lateral move. Sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, and I have to tell them what the compensation is to get them to move. But these days, it's really bizarre being in the industry I'm in. Just people are, they used to call me back. I've been in this industry for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a relationship-oriented business. You know, it's very casual. You don't call up and say, hi, Mr. Smith. You say, hey, Joe, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird because something's different. This next generation is weird. Because I call them up, and the people I started working with are probably retired now, I'm sure. And they were super friendly. They were good at their job. And these, I'm talking, I know the torch was passed in around 2012. And it was disgusting to me because this next generation will not call you back. And when I call them, this is a big issue with me. And this is a new thing, is that you have their phone number, but when you reach their voicemail, it'll say you have reached 512-248-8252, RBN's number. And it's like they don't tell you who they are. They don't say you've reached Joe Smith. You know.
Yeah, I find that to be quite annoying.
It is annoying. So it's weird. It's like, am I reaching the right number? I don't even know. It makes my job that much harder. So it's a really weird dynamic. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So
what about the people who have the weird messages? You know, they'll have something weird. Do you think those people are still hireable? Do you still hire them?
Yeah, I that's a big question mark. But yeah, we have. But you know, some people are like, they have this really weird email, and they're like, you know what? Why don't you in the future contact me through this one because it's more professional. You're like, okay, yeah, that's probably good for the hiring manager, but yeah. So it's just this next generation is really strange because they, you know, the industry I'm in is a relationship business. So in order to be successful, you have to be relationship oriented, but they won't call you back. And you're like, you know, they're doing a job. They are doing their job. And I'm doing my job, and it's very similar to what they're doing. They're creating relationships, as am I. But how do you ignore somebody that's trying to help you or ask for referrals in good conscience, promote them for a position when they don't call you back? You just go, well, no, I don't think so. It's just super hard. It used to be way easier before COVID, and that's the other thing I noticed. I have a database full of people, and I have a lot of contact information, and you know, I reach out to these people, and they just ignore me. And I'm like, another thing, I went to the store. I'm like, are people changing because of the COVID? This is all after COVID, by the way. And the other thing is that people are demanding that they work from home. Like they're sucking their thumb. You know, there's no God has my back. You know, he created me. I'm not going to get sick. If, you know, we all have an expiration date and he knows what it is. I'm just saying. And we got all these people sucking their thumb. I don't want to leave my house. Or now, do you know this, V, is that employees, since the COVID thing, not kidding you, employees, they are, you know how the housing market, there's a, the person selling the house can name their price, or it's down market, and then the person buying can name their price. It's kind of like that. So the people that are being employed, it's an employee's market because they can go, I can't even tell you this last search I'm working on. Can I work from home? Because I don't want it. If I am the man. That's what they are like. They're like, I have terms and conditions. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. They don't want to leave their house. And they know it. You can look it up online and see since this COVID thing happened, this is just ridiculous in the employer market, because they're like, I'm only interested if I can work from home, because it can be done. I've done it. Now they've seen that it can be done, and then they're the ones in charge. I've actually seen articles.
I assume you find jobs for people?
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to tell you what industry, because that would give it away. But I have read articles where they can, and it's a struggle for me right now. They can pretty much state their terms. If they're going to work for this company, and if they don't get what they want, and these are the, mind you, these are the millennials we're talking about, right, V? They can state their terms and say, well, this is what you're going to get from me. This is how it's going to be if I'm going to work for you. It's disgusting.
Well, I believe if someone's got it like that, then sure, they should be able to name their
terms.
This
is the attitude of a company owner, not an employee. The employer should state the terms, not the employee, in my opinion. Because the employer takes all the risk. Huh?
Well, I think it depends on the need for the job. If a person is going to be snooty about that, then they obviously have they're not in that dire need for the job.
Well, I would hire them anyway.
I think it's a good thing, because you can hire people who desperately want the job and they'll agree to anything.
Well, that's difficult to find, because we have this thing called government teat, if you will. You know, the government dole. That's difficult to find. But the employer should be the one. They're groveling. The employers are groveling to get these employees back to work. And what I mean by that is they are, I know this to be a fact, they're offering people free lunches or entertainment on Wednesday or name it, whatever. It's just disgusting. And this is all a new thing since COVID. It makes it really hard for a recruiter, because, you know, I reach out to people and they're like, is it remote?
What type of jobs are these?
Well, you want me to say the industry?
No, you don't have to name companies, but what is the industry? What type of jobs?
Well, it's a job that requires a college degree. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in some designations, if you will, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Industry designations. So, but this next generation, they're naming their. They're able to name the price, if you will. And if the employer doesn't like it, well, they don't care. They know somebody will. They have skills, dagnabbit, and they will go somewhere else where somebody appreciates them more and lets them work in their slippers and their robe from home. That is the biggest change I've seen since COVID, and it's disgusting.
Well, But don't you think that's sort of the acclimation? Because there are so many people who did lose their jobs, and there are so many people who had to learn to work from their homes.
Well, they did, and now they're uppity. They did. And they use Zoom. They use Zoom calls. And they're all uppity and going, you know, now they think they can name their price. They have skills, and if the employer doesn't like it, they'll go somewhere else.
I don't see a problem with that. I think people should be able to do that, especially if you have kids. The way the establishment and the people who control the economy have made the world is, you got to have a two-income household just to skate by. It's not a lot of people who have just the dad or the mom being the breadwinner and someone that stays home and raise the kids. I think this is a great adaptation to to where someone can be at home with their children, have some job security, and know their value and know that they can do the work. I think it's
the thing is that when you got kids in the background, it's really difficult. I mean, I work from home, and I have for a long time. Because it's a small company I work for. But, you know, I have to be mindful of during the day when I'm making phone calls, the dogs in the background or the kids in the background, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you just go, I don't know. It just seems to me like the tables have turned, and maybe it's not, like you said, maybe it's not a bad thing, because when you think about, the thing that concerns me is it's the next generation, and I don't think that the values are necessarily instilled in them that was instilled. You know, and I think it all gets watered down as time goes by. You know, my grandma lived to be 100 until they killed her with a, she was in a nursing home, unfortunately, during COVID. Very sad. And she was healthy.
Same.
I mean, generally healthy for being 100. And they put her down like she was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she... That's what they're trying to do, V. I had read an article where, I saw a video where a lady was talking about, and over in London, but still, it's worldwide. And she gave it a number, but that people, and I know this because they tried to do it with my mom, they did it with my grandma. It's since 2012, these Yahoo's so-called powers that be, you know, the power that be, wannabe, elite, they're trying to kill the elderly. Why? Because I love old people, V. I love them because they have knowledge that we don't have. And if they don't pass it on to this generation, we're lost. You know what I mean? Or the next generation. That's what we're
by design. Yeah,
it is. It is. And... You know, we're getting ready to go into another depression, and I'm thinking, I think anyway, and fortunately, maybe it's genetic, but, you know, I come from a family of farmers, and I recently discovered, now I'm not a farmer, but I recently discovered gardening, but either way, you know, it's that whole thing is amazing, you know, growing something from a seed, and you... really makes you, you know, your mind goes everywhere. You go, okay, well, that thing that produces this fruit, if you plant a seed and it's like, wow, and it turns into that over a period of, 3 to 4 months, it's just amazing, you know? It's, yeah. So anyway, I don't know that the next generation, if, you know, it just keeps getting watered down, the knowledge from... the older people, and, you know, somebody had the wherewithal in my family to record, I don't think they asked the right questions, though, questions of my dad's mom, but, you know, that's super important. If you can, like, sit down with the elderly people and record their memories, what they remember about the past, super valuable. Because
I definitely agree with you. I've been telling everybody, you know, definitely spend time with your people. Try to get them into technology so they can make vlogs and digital audio video recordings.
Yeah, I think
because a lot of them may not be around for a while. Yeah, I was saying at the beginning of this whole COVID thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because so many people are being killed, as you probably know. I mean, you look up, you know, are you familiar with the, somebody made me aware of this documentary, Died Suddenly? Are you familiar?
No.
Okay. Well, somebody brought it to my attention. It's Stu Peters, and you type into your search bar on Google, and oh my gosh, there's so many athletes dying right now with the COVID shot.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually seeing that. I'm seeing that all over the social networks of how people are just dropping like flies. People are coming up with, people are like compiling lists of people who are dying, you know, celebrities, athletes, musicians. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you just go, and, you know, I mean, I hear all over RBN different hosts saying, you know, cognitive dissonance. I've tried to warn people, you know, I go to the store and I go, you know, have you had, you know, the shot? And they're like, well, I had one. Well, don't get another one. I will tell them, you know, it's poison. Do your research, Dave. You know, do your research before you do that. You know, to me, putting anything that's foreign into my body is frightening. But, you know, you try to warn people. But then, you know, I hear this. A lot of RBN hosts are very knowledgeable. And, you know, I mean, they have a name for it. It's called cognitive dissonance. And, you know, I listen to Chris Hinckley's program, which is awesome. But he always, and this is one thing that resonated with me, is that, you know, he would say, you know how you listen to, it's free broadcasting, but like, I don't know, PBS or something. Or, you know, you want to, they have a foundation and you call in and, you know, they ask for donations, but they don't really need them. But he made me aware, and it makes sense. That if you donate to a foundation, well, that makes you're bought in. You've put money forward, and they don't really need it, the Ford Foundation or whatever. But you're bought into it. You have some skin in the game, if you will, right?
Right.
Same kind of thing with the shot. You know, if you've taken the shot, you don't want to hear somebody say that was a bad idea because you already did it. You have skin in the game, so you just dismiss
to have your head stuck in the sand, being ignorant to start off with, and then you hear evidence that you screwed up. Yeah, most definitely, you're gonna.
Yeah, you're gonna defend it all the way to the bank.
Defend it.
You're going to defend it even to the death. Even to your death, you're going to defend it because you bought it hook, line, and sinker. You're going to defend it. It is very sad. It's very sad because they tried this video I listened to. This woman said this has been going on since it's been like a something they've been pushing forward since 2012. They're trying to kill the old people, 100%.
Okay. Hold on. We got to take another break here. I'm liking our discussion. You can stay on the line.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
They call me Big John Stubb, my middle name Mud. Dirty water flow, too much for you thug. That can't stand the flood. What up, Doc? Whole big gun like Elmer Fudd. The show shot, Mr. Meth, I'm unplugged. Learn, temperature's too hot for sunblock. Burn, playing with minds to get you state time. Locked behind 12 bars from a great mind. Killer bees in the club with his ladybug. Brought his sword to the dance floor to cut a rug. Love is love all day till they throw slug. And take another life in cold blood. Can't feel me till it's your blood. Murder race tremendous, crime is endless. Same issue, different day. Father, forgive us. They know not what they do. All praise is due. I'm big like DC.
All right, yes. So I'm on the show here with our caller, Rhonda.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to assume your age, but. It's really telling. It's really telling. And I really don't like the idea of telling people how to run their lives exactly, or their interpersonal relationships. But we should be keeping an eye out, family members and such, especially those who've taken the vaccines. And just sort of, I don't know, I guess making the best of your relationships. You know, just like you're saying, you know, it's a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, things like
well,
that.
Yeah, I have a really close family, and I have, unfortunately, we got one person that strayed from the norm because he met and married a liberal. Now, I don't have anything. I mean, I say liberal because I tried to talk to her about stuff, but, you know, I'm a realist. You know, I'm logical, I'm a realist. And, you know, if you have a good argument for why you did what you did, great. But if you just did it to get along, and that's something that really bothers me, that you did it because other people were saying it was a good thing to do. If you have no argument for why you did what you did, like take the shot. He talked my nephew into taking the shot. Or she did. His fiance, now wife, she talked him into getting that shot. Early on, I don't know, I'm afraid to ask him if he got a booster. Hopefully he didn't. Like, with all the news, I don't know. I don't watch TV, so I don't know. I know sometimes they put a little something out there, but, you know, that's disheartening because he's my sister's son, obviously. And I always said, if if I had children, you would be my son. My other sister would have my daughter. I never had kids. I never got married. But that's what I always said. He's just my favorite nephew. And he ended up getting messed up in the head somehow. I don't know. But he did get into technology, and maybe that was his downfall. He started, getting into technology. So I really, at some point, I stopped being able to reach him, I used to have a closer relationship with him, but he stopped listening to me for whatever reason, probably technology. But either way, so people are getting really strange, V. I mean, I don't go out very often.
I definitely understand. And similar situation, yes. I had a friend whom... I could say started becoming awake after a while, and he would call me a lot of times and say, hey, did you know about this? Did you know about that? Getting real conspiratorial, I became proud of this guy, and he ended up getting married, and he had, his wife became pregnant. So I asked him, are you going to get your kid vaccinated? Are you going to be watching these vaccines and being as careful with that as possible? He said, there's no way in the hell I'm letting my wife getting our kids vaccinated. There's no way. I know exactly what that stuff does. Da, 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 da. And then next thing I know, I'm actually talking to his wife. Like, yeah, we just got the baby all vaccinated. We got all the vaccines. It's like, wow. It's like, but what do you do when you're in that situation when one spouse doesn't want it?
With all this nonsense going on with COVID, I mean, there's so much turmoil with, relationships. The married couples aren't on the same page. So much divorce. So much, turmoil. And it's just disheartening because, there is the conflict. If you're not on the same page when you get married, I mean, who knew to talk about that topic when you're getting married? Like, would you want to get the kids vaccinated? Because that might have been an issue. But, who knows what they know when they know it. It's like, whoops, oops, I didn't know. But, right. Yeah, so people are getting really strange, though. I went, I work from home, so fortunately for me, if I did end up turning on the news, I could see everything very clearly, what's going on. So I'm unindoctrinated, and because I don't watch TV, stuff, things like that are really weird would stand out, and I'm like, liar, you're lying. You can spot the lies a mile away, because you don't watch it that much, and you listen to RBN, so you're aware, because we can handle the truth here on RBN. But I went to the store this evening, and it was super weird. I was getting a cart, and this old man that was all bent over, super nice, kind of stood away from me, and he's like, I'm sorry. He was trying to get around me. I said, no, you're fine. I'm just wiping off my cart with the wipes that they provide, right? Because that's what I do. But and then I encountered him at the end of another aisle, and I was running the corner, and it was so bizarre because, he was there and he's like, I didn't want to get ransacked or whatever, bombard, you know, he didn't want to get hit. He could see that I was coming around the corner. And then, you know, I was laughing. You know, he was amusing. And I looked up at, and then I was looking at him and I started laughing. And I looked around me and I'm like, what's going on right now? I'm looking at two old people in a mask and nobody's, you know, you can't tell what they're doing, like their facial expressions. And I'm like, am I living in zombie land or something? Because even the people that didn't have a mask on, nobody is smiling. Nobody's happy. Rhonda's happy, but nobody else is happy. I'm, like, laughing. But nobody else is living life to the fullest. You know what I mean, P? It's like,
well,
everybody's just...
It's the process of the conditioning with all the... trauma, so, you know, trauma-based mind control, so you have the PTSD, we're all post-traumatic, you know, and that's just what it is. People are becoming more erratic, people are
and
becoming...
zombie-ish.
I want to back up for a second. Did you say you worked from home?
I do. I
so
have for years.
How do you get
I
angry
since...
at the other people?
Say what?
Well, then why do you get angry about the other people who want to work from home?
I don't, except that the employers that I'm trying to recruit for, they want them in the home office. I don't begrudge them that. What I begrudge them is that it's an industry that requires somebody to be in the home office.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't begrudge them that they want to work from home because they're able to do that. But, you know, my employer, the employer that I'm trying to recruit for wants them in the home office. And these people are like getting all uppity and naming their terms and the conditions. And they're the employee. That's my, I mean, my point here in saying
well,
that
what's
is that,
the, is any of it like absurd? I mean, what's the most absurd terms of date?
Well, I mean, some people, it's weird because I had a situation where we do still try to recruit people that want to work from home, but the employer says, no, we need them in the home office. And
I understand that.
And they'll even... Okay, so even if we find somebody outside of the state that we're trying to recruit for, they will pay for the relocation, or they'll consider relocation, but they won't pay for it. So I've had both. But people are, you know, they're just... You know, it's just a weird dynamic
employer
pays.
Well, the people these days don't have the money to take the risk. I know. I mean, because I was born in Lubbock and I moved to Austin because, well, Lubbock was drying up as far as jobs and all this stuff is concerned. The economy was really shrinking, but all the tech companies had moved to Austin, and my mom's company paid for us to move. So, I mean, if you have value, you can most definitely not have to risk so much yourself. And these days, with the economy the way it is, and you know how we might be going to a recession, a depression, then the burden should be on those who make up the economy, and that's these corporations, these companies.
Well, let me say something real quick. So while I'm conducting the searches, right, with the whole COVID thing, one of the things that came to my mind, and I'm not kidding you, is that, you know, these yahoos have achieved their goal in reducing the carbon footprint by making people work from home. Well, we know this, V, right? I've experienced it. During the COVID times, I got all these young people that are all getting uppity and I mean, I'm an adult, middle-aged adult, right? And I got mm-hmm. these teenagers telling me I need to wear a mask, and they're like, they're creating narcissists right there. They are. It's like, who do you think you are, little Missy? You know what I mean? They just upset me so much. I'm like, you know what? Sit down and shut up and let me tell you how it is, right?
Exactly.
That's what I want to
yes.
say. But they're working for the, you know, Menards or something. I'm going into the store. Excuse me, ma'am, you need to wear a mask. I'm like, I don't think so. I'm not doing it, right? Well, you can't shop right. here if you don't. That kind of thing. We got
right.
children. See, you and I are, I don't know how old you are. You're obviously, you're an adult. We have children telling us what to do. I don't think so. I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? And when you let them do that, you're creating little monsters. You're creating narcissists who think they're better and bigger than they are, right? But they're just a little minion for the corporation.
It's authority by trial. Just like,
yeah, yeah.
Here's a little bit. Let's see what you do with it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
and you just look at them and you just want to flick them like a fly and you go away. You know, you don't know anything. You think you do, but you don't. You really don't. You haven't even lived life. You have no idea. But either way, so, yeah, the, where was it going to go with that?
Well, I want to interject here. We have Pat from Fort Worth. She's on the line. She wanted to talk with us as well.
Okay.
Let's add her in. Pat, are you there?
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I
love listening to your calls. I listen to you call into different
don't
broadcasts.
Say don't say that. They'll take me off. They won't ever let me on.
I love older people because they have something to contribute to our generation. So I love listening to your phone calls.
That's what's my situation in life. One time I was taking care by looking out for them because there was nobody else, no kids, no nothing, for 9 old people in my neighborhood. So I looked back and I said, no wonder I didn't get anything done. I feel like a top. You know, that one's wobbling. I got to go spin that one. And then I turned around, another one's wobbling. I got to go spin that one. Because you can learn a lot from old people.
I learned a lot from my grandma, and then at 100 years old, I guess they said the bell rang and she was gone.
Wait a minute. I was going to tell you, I think everybody out here was crying when you talked about them killing your grandma, because we were undergoing the same thing, as stupid nursing homes, and they want to get paid for killing them.
Yeah, and it really breaks my heart because my grandma begged my sisters and I to take her home from Missouri. She was living in Waco, Texas, and she begged us to take her home. And
yeah.
I didn't realize that my aunt would assist in her so-called demise and say, you know what, go ahead and give her morphine. I mean, who does that? You know, that's assisted murder. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to be, I wouldn't want to be my aunt when she meets her maker. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know you. I've listened to you enough. That's what I wanted to say, that all that to you. Maybe you're in the wrong profession because you have too much empathy. You're not.
Yeah, I do. And I totally could not be in the healthcare field.
Okay. I won't do it either.
Yeah.
And I'm a trained healthcare worker, and I quit 1985. I worked in small towns where I just worked 3 days or filled in for different people, you know. But it's a whole lot different in a small town than a city,
mm-hmm.
big city.
Yeah, I can't deal with people. dying. I mean, even when my mom passed away, you know, she was here at home, and it breaks my heart. I mean, I know people die, but it just, I mean, that was my first experience with somebody that just died. I mean, just died. I'd never been in the presence of somebody who, like, holding their hand or anything, but my sister came in and said, our mom just passed away. Or I think mom's gone. That's what she said. And I'm like, what? And she woke me up. And I'm like, the whole idea of somebody dying in my presence was not appealing to me at all. But you know what? She's my mom and I loved her. And the medical establishment killed her. You know, you know the story, but, you know. Yeah, but I love old people because they do have something to contribute, you know, and I hope everybody that's old that's listening can maybe share something with the next generation from we're middle aged, but that they can share something with us that we don't know. And, you know,
but I had
six people die that were relatives that could have shared something with me, and that didn't need to be that way. You know, they were, So good for you, Pat. You didn't take the shot, and that good for you, Pat, that you're aware of what's going on.
No, but you know, I wanted to warn everybody right now. That's another reason I called. These crazy whole vaccinate people are combining the flu shot with the vax thing now, and people need to be worried about that. Huh?
Everything's sports. Yeah, it's all going to become quote unquote gene therapy cocktails. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because they even admit that people are vaccine hesitant now. They said, but they don't mind taking the flu shot. And so I talked to one of my friends, and she's 85, and she drives, and, you know, she has good sense and everything. And I said, Trudy, you're not going to take the flu shot, are you? She said, I already did. I said, oh, no. I got to try to think of her daughter won't even let her have a cell phone. she has one, but it's she doesn't have YouTube or anything on it. You know, she can't look up anything, and I can't send her anything on it.
Does your friend Trudy, does she live at, does she, is she 85, and does she live in her own home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So problem is that when you go into a facility, they make you get the flu shot. That's the thing, is that when you're good for Trudy, although that was her choice, but it doesn't become your choice when you're put into a facility. And that's how I was telling V, I saw a video where the lady over in England said that's how they get you, is that when you're elderly and they're trying to reduce the population and they're doing it, is when you're elderly and you know, you're beholden to a facility and you have to get it. And then that's how they're going to get you. And I agree with you, Pat. I think what you're saying is, there's no doubt in my mind that they wouldn't potentially give you the flu vaccine combined with the COVID
vaccine. I think they're doing it. I do. But
damn them anyway.
I said, well, why would you even get a flu shot? I said, you don't have to raise your grandkids anymore. You don't have anything to do. Just stay home for 3 or 4 days and eat chicken soup and get well.
There you go.
Well, you know what, Pat? God bless you, because I know you know this as well, and I do too, is that we both know that God gave us an immune system.
Right.
You know, and that I haven't had a vaccine since I was 18, and, you know, who knows what the heck they put into me, but, or maybe it was 16, I don't recall, but, you know, they require them to go to school. And fortunately for us, I mean, we didn't, I know you know this, and I did as well. We didn't even know what the word organic was until it was. You know what I mean? Like the foods, like the GMOs and all that garbage. So, you know, but I do appreciate, and, you know, I do take the time out. Like, I remember thinking when I was talking to my elderly relatives, I need to cherish this time. I need to cherish it because I know it's not going to be here.
You have to.
For me that yeah. much longer. You know what I mean?
Well, guys, I cherish you guys coming onto the show and having discussion. I much like doing that, much better than covering news clips. But we've run out of time. Feel free yep. to call in, have a chat with me any other time. Again, yeah. Appreciate you.
All right. Guys, I know you yes. don't. You probably didn't think that was going to go that direction, right, B? But sorry, I didn't mean to take that much of your time. But
no, it's about, fine. That's what the show's for. Yeah. It's a free speech platform. Thank you
yeah,
so
yeah,
much.
It's a crime.
I enjoyed you.
It's a crime that's being committed against humanity right now. It's a crime for sure.
It is.
All right. That's thanks, all the time we have. Have a good night.
Thank you. Yes, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Remember, in the land of surveillance, the name of Third Eye's King. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.